From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says he is cautiously optimistic about getting a health care bill passed in the Senate. Mr. Obama spoke after a meeting with Senate Democrats at the White House today. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
President Obama acknowledged the final health care bill won't include everything that every lawmaker wants, but he said the bill includes too many positive elements to let the overhaul effort fail. The president's likely to need all 60 votes in the Democratic caucus to move forward with the Senate bill. He said after the meeting, there's still disagreement within his party, but there are also large areas of consensus.
I am absolutely confident that if the American people know what's in this bill, and if the Senate knows what's in this bill, that this is going to pass.
Mr. Obama said the proposed overhaul would make health insurance more available and affordable, and cut costs for families, businesses, and the government. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The main U.S. envoy at the climate conference in Copenhagen is defending the current target for cutting greenhouse gas emissions. Envoy Todd Stern said today the current U.S. target is equal to or higher than most of what the European Union is currently proposing. Stern also said at this point he is not anticipating any change in terms of the U.S. offer. China has accused the U.S. and some other rich nations of backing down on their commitments to fight global warming. The latest draft agreements circulating at the more than 190-nation conference in Denmark have indicated some key issues remain unresolved, including emissions targets for industrial countries and climate financing for developing nations. 800,000 lots of the new H1N1 swine flu vaccine have been recalled, but government officials say there are no safety worries. More from NPR's Joanne Silberner.
Sanofi Pasteur, one of the five manufacturers of H1N1 vaccine, has recalled the lots because tests showed that the vaccinations were 6 to 12% less potent than they should have been. The vaccinations were made for children 6 months to 3 years old. Some, but not all, have already been given. Officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that there's no danger from the less potent vaccines. Children who've already received it don't need that vaccination redone. That's because two doses are recommended for children, and a low-dose version and a normal dose is enough for protection. So far, more than 94 million vaccines have been made available. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
It came 2 years later than expected, but Boeing successfully managed to get its much-delayed 787 Dreamliner off the ground today. An estimated 25,000 people turned out in cold, damp weather to watch as pilots lifted the big jumbo jet off the runway at Everett's Payne Field. Today's flight over Washington State was to perform a variety of tests, including checking basic onboard systems. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 49 points. The Nasdaq lost 11 points today. This is NPR. Oral Roberts, a television preacher who founded a university, has died from complications of pneumonia in Newport Beach, California. He was 91 years old. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Roberts was born in 1918, the son of a Pentecostal preacher. His early ministry was distinctly Pentecostal, including healing and hearing directly from God. His tent revival meetings drew thousands of people, and in the 1950s, he became one of the first televangelists. Some ridiculed his Pentecostal beliefs, and in the 1960s, Roberts tacked to the theological center. His TV programs, like those of Billy Graham, became a mix of entertainment and evangelism, and his audience grew. He opened Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in the 1960s, which he said he founded on a command from God. He personally was not involved in scandal, though his fundraising tactics raised eyebrows, as when he said if the school did not raise $7 million, God would call him home. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
A new J.D. Power survey says aside from quality concerns, there may be another reason consumers avoid buying a particular car model: worries over whether the parent company will be around. The latest survey finds that nearly one in five buyers who avoided a particular vehicle model said they did so over concerns about the future of the brand. The top three avoidance reasons, styling, price, and perceived reliability, were unchanged from last year. Among the domestic brands most avoided over concerns about future viability were Chrysler, Dodge, Hummer, Pontiac, and Saturn. Crude oil futures prices closed higher today. Oil was up $1.18 a barrel to close at $70.69 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.